This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are investigating a deadly shooting that happened in the Fairhill neighborhood this morning. A man was killed when an argument between two families escalated. KYW's Tim Jimenez has that story.
It was around 4 in the morning at this row home on Hope Street near Cambria Street. This property is in the middle of this narrow block. It's split into two apartments, one on each floor. Police say the families in both units were arguing, and at some point at least two shots were fired at the bottom of the steps that are close to the front door. And a 60-year-old man who lives on the second floor was hit in the chest. His family members took him to the hospital, where he died. Chief Inspector Scott Small says there were a lot of people inside when all of this happened.
In addition to the family members, they also had some friends and acquaintances in both of these apartments. It was very crowded.
And Small says many of them were cooperating and they were taken in for further questioning. And he says a man drove away from the scene, so they stopped him at 2nd and Lehigh.
He did have a gun in his possession. However, he did cooperate with police. Unknown if he's the actual shooter.
Police are trying to get to the bottom of this shooting using all these witness accounts along with surveillance footage from the neighborhood. In Fairhill, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A small two-seater smart car crashed into a Philadelphia police SUV in Hunting Park. It happened around 2 a.m. near Reese Street and Hunting Park Avenue. The officers were in the area searching for a domestic violence suspect, but they did not have their flashing lights on. They were going south on Reese Street and had just passed a stop sign when the smart car going west on Hunting Park hit them. Here's Chief Inspector Scott Small.
Clearly, the smart vehicle was the striking vehicle because it has heavy front-end damage. The police vehicle was clearly struck on the driver's side.
The two women in the smart car had head injuries, but they're in stable condition. The two officers are also in stable condition. The one driving the SUV has face injuries. The passenger was in pain and is being checked out. SEPTA is receiving 10 train cars from Maryland today. They'll be put into service on regional rail lines over the coming weeks. SEPTA is leasing the cars for a year, with part of the $220 million that Governor Shapiro recently allocated. SEPTA needs them because of federally mandated repairs on its Silverliner 4s. Today was supposed to be the deadline to install thermal units on the trains, but SEPTA won't meet that deadline. It can't get enough wiring. It has bought all there is in North America. About a third of the fleet still needs those units. The Villanova University football team takes to the road for the second round of the FCS playoffs. Tomorrow afternoon, the Wildcats will visit undefeated Lehigh. KYW's Matt Leon has more.
Villanova picked up a resounding 52-7 win in the first round over Harvard.
Came out swinging, man. We came out and played pretty physical. We played fundamentally sound.
That's Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante. His team rolled up 512 yards of offense in the win, including 319 on the ground. Now the 10-2 Wildcats are getting ready for 12-0 Lehigh. The Mountain Hawks are the champs of the Patriot League, the league Villanova will be joining next season. And the Mountain Hawks impress Ferrante.
They're not overly flashy. They're just going to, you know, run the ball and, you know, mix in some pass game, obviously, just like we try to do. And then they're going to defend the run on defense, just like we try to do, and try to make a team one-dimensional and try to beat you through the air. And they've been doing a really good job.
Lehigh, fourth in the nation in FCS, averaging 235 yards a game rushing. Villanova is 14-5 all-time against Lehigh, the last meeting coming during the 2023 regular season. Villanova picking up a 38-10 win. Saturday's game kicks off at noon. Matt Leon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's Seal Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.